he did not like to read. He told his mother that he was not a reader. Early on, I'm just not a reader. I just can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And he completed the program. We exited him from the program. And when he exited, you know, mom was chairing in that meeting that, you know, he told her that he was a reader now, that he became a reader. And so that was just a wonderful experience for that family and for us as well, to see the fruits of the labor pay off.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Christy Kender. And Christy is the Exceptional Children Coordinator at Falls Lake Academy, which is in Creedmoor, North Carolina. Christy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell everybody a little bit about what you do and about what's going on at Falls Lake Academy.
So Falls Lake Academy is a charter school in Creedmoor, North Carolina. Our charter is project-based learning. So that is, you know, the cornerstone of our instruction is to ensure that our students develop the soft skills and the collaboration skills and the problem-solving skills that they need to be successful in life. And so I came here in 2018 as a reading specialist. I was actually trying to escape the world of exceptional children after working in a traditional public school system for almost 20 years. And the EC director here left, and because I had the experience, I was asked to step into the role. So I came with a great knowledge of both reading as well as, you know, programs related to exceptional children and the rules and the guidelines there. When I got here, we did not have a set program in place for reading. And that kind of crosses over both as my time as the reading specialist and as the exceptional children's program coordinator. So as the reading specialist, one of the things that I did was ordered the materials to begin the implementation of foundations, which we did as a tier one level instructional program in grades. We began in kindergarten, first grade, and then continued to grow that. So that was our tier one, tier two instruction. In the EC world, we were still kind of using piecemeal materials. We had little bits of this, little bits of that. Our teachers were, of course, focusing on building decoding skills, but it was not necessarily systematic and explicit.
Right.
Our EC population was continuing to grow. We did have a large number of students that were identified with learning disabilities in reading, and we were not seeing the growth that we wanted to see from them. And then COVID hit. And, you know, that was COVID.
Right. That pretty much sums it up. Yeah.
So COVID hit and, you know, we were trying to figure out where we were and where we were going to go from here. And there were COVID funds that were available. Mm-hmm. And so we had a pool of money that we had not previously had before.
Mm-hmm.
So our thought process was, well, let's take some of this and make an investment into our reading program here at Falls Lake Academy. So I had a good understanding of a variety of different research-based programs. In the previous district that I had worked in, we had used SRA, we had used Wilson, we had used Read 180. I had been trained in the Hill Center program, but it was not a realistic option to use in a traditional public school system because it is limited to groups of five children.
Oh, okay.
And quite frequently in your traditional PSUs, your groups are larger than that. And so talking with our administration here, you know, the question was, are we dedicated enough that we can guarantee that we're going to be able to keep our groups so that we can implement this program to fidelity? And the administration was on board. And so we connected with the Hill Center, which is there is actually a school in Durham, which is close by to us here in Creedmoor, And they offer, it's a private school program, and they offer their program in half a day increments for students. And they had created an electronic version of their program. It began to age myself many, many years ago when I was originally trained. It was a series of little strips of paper where you were keeping data on five students at one time with check marks and word lists. And it was clipboards, and you were gathering data and figuring statistics. And then you use that information to plan your next day lesson. And it was a lot of work, and it could be very time consuming. And they created an app and a platform electronically so that you're delivering the instruction, and then the technology is keeping the data for you.
Nice.
So when we originally trained, it was through the Hill Center. And since we have been using it, the Hill Center has, I'm not 100% sure the legalities of whether they have sold the electronic app to 95% Group, but it is the program has now been renamed 95RAP. Okay. So when we started, it was HillRAP. It is now 95RAP. And so it is in conjunction with the 95% Group, which is a nationally known, you know, educational material group. But we continue to have access to coaches and to staff at the Hill Center whenever we have questions.
Nice. So what's been the outcome since COVID and you've done this? Tell us a little bit about how that's changed what's going on in your school.
The growth that we have seen from students has been amazing. It has been exciting. We have seen such progress and such confidence in the children that we have. And as I mentioned, the program is not far from us, and we do have a couple of students who participate in their tutoring program outside of school. So their parents and families were so impressed with what they were seeing in the classrooms here, taking their children to Durham to participate in the outside of school tutoring program as well. We went from having very, very few children that were close to proficient on our state testing, our EOGs at the end of the year, to regularly having children score at least a 3 on their EOG. In North Carolina, at the end of grade test, you have a level 3 or a 4 or a 5. A level 4 or 5 represents college and career ready. A level 3 is proficient. So kind of that NAEP idea of basic and advanced.
What does EOG stand for those that are not in your state?
End of grade test.
There you go.
It's our state testing program.
Yeah. We love our alphabet soup, but I know we're the podcast is nationwide, so I want to make sure that people understand what we're talking about. You can most of the time we can figure it out through process of the conversation, but you know, I want us to be clear. So thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have seen progress with that. We were actually recognized last year by the National Elementary and Secondary Education Act Distinguished Schools
For
the growth that we have seen in serving students with disabilities on our state testing.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, and you equate a lot of that to this reading program.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. It's like you learn to read and then you read to learn, right? So
yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
And so how much time does it take to implement something like this? And how much time do the kids participate in a program like this? What does it, just so that, you know, if someone's interested in it, I'd like to dig down just a little bit deeper.
So it's, again, student groups need to be limited to 5 or fewer.
Okay.
You have to have a minimum of a 30-minute block of time.
Okay.
Ideally, 45 is better than 30, but you can do the program to fidelity if you do 30 minutes. And we deliver it 5 days a week.
Okay,
So
nice.
It's 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Right. Right. And it starts at, did you say it starts in kindergarten?
It can, yes.
Okay.
So it is a prescriptive program. So students take a placement test. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about it is that if you have a group, and this is also why it may be limited to only five children, is that you may have five children that are at different places in their word identification. And so you may have some students that are still working on closed syllable words with three sounds and some students that have moved on to working with R control vowels. And so it is a rapid fire of students go through phonemic awareness tasks. They go through decoding tasks. They go through oral reading fluency. There is a comprehension component. And as students are reading their information, teachers are collecting data on the iPad or on the computer. And then that generates in our wonderfully technology savvy world, the next lesson that students are
doing. Okay. Yeah. And then what do they have to do to be proficient to pass a level then?
I'm going to be frank with you. There is a mathematical formula that exists within the data keeping system.
So it tells you when that child is ready.
Yes, it does.
Fantastic. So a lot of that stuff, and there's less room for error then.
Yes. Yes, there is.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
I love that because, I always tell we do online therapy for schools. And, one of the things, we do billing. That's my company. So we do billing and we do payroll and we do all of these things. And, I never, ever want to overcharge or underpay a therapist. Those things are so important, And so we have used AI to help to make sure because I've made mistakes and we're a family company. So my daughter and I do it together. And then I also have a director of finance, but there's mistakes that have been made and I'm devastated every time that something like that happens. You just don't want. So having that piece that, gives you that confidence to know that, okay, I know it's not going to be me. If the data is flawed, then I've got a problem, but it's not going to be because I made a human error because it does happen.
Yes.
We're human, right? So that's fantastic that it does that. You don't have to worry about that piece of it. And then the kids can advance as they need to. That's just, and then what grade does it go up to? Or how does it modify for children with exceptional needs?
Well, it was designed for children with disabilities. So it operates on that, multiple opportunities for practice, immediate corrective feedback. There is a script for teachers to follow with corrections and with introducing new concepts and rules and patterns and such. There is a point where you finish the program. On the average, about 3 years, if you start pretty close to the beginning, it would take about 3 years to go through it on our model of delivering it 30 minutes, 5 days a week.
Okay.
If you have more time to devote to it, then you may be able to shave some time off of that. But you get to the end and then you finished. And we've had several students that have finished and we have a wonderful graduation board and the kids are so excited when they get to that point.
Of course. Yeah.
So
what a sense of accomplishment that they get when they do something like that, for sure.
Yes.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah. Now, is it only that you use it with exceptional children or is it with the gen ed kids as well?
Currently, we are only using it for our EC population.
Okay.
However, we are planning next year. Probably, if not next year, the following year, to use that as our our tier three intervention for students as part of our MTSS framework.
MTSS. Multi-tiered system of support, for those of you that don't know. That's a national thing, but, again, we want to be clear. So that's fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. And when you see your children, being successful, it's just a beautiful thing too. Have you been able to remove children from IEPs because of this program?
Yes, we have.
Dismissals.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes. That is, we have one student that we talk about frequently that he did not like to read. He told his mother that he was not a reader. He early on, I'm just not a reader. I just can't read. Mm-hmm. And he completed the program. We exited him from the program. And when he exited, you know, mom was sharing in that meeting that, you know, he told her that he was a reader now, that he became a reader. And so that was just a wonderful experience for that family and for us as well to see the fruits of the labor pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. And what a turnaround in his mindset.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is life changing. It's life changing. I was not a good reader myself. I remember as a second grader, I didn't know at the time, you know, I'm second year grade, but I went to summer school and I thought I was stupid because I had to go to summer school, you know, but that was it. It was, and I had an excellent, that one teacher, you know, that one teacher that everybody remembers, Mr. Butler, that was Mr. Butler for me. And he just helped me to find that love for reading. And after that, and now I'm a speech therapist. And, you know, as an adult, it was like, I wanted my kids all to be readers because it's so, so incredibly important to be able to read, right? And so it just hits home with me as even just as a human being to go, this is something that is going to change children's lives. And
yes.
So kudos to you. That is so fantastic. I love that this is something, and it sounds like it's something, you know, we always talk about the horrible things that came out of COVID. You know, there's so many negatives, but this is a positive that came from those funds.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was a huge positive. And you know, there is upfront costs with training, and we had to have, we had to pay for devices that we did not have, you know, because each student has to have their own iPad or computer to do the program. And, you know, once we used the COVID funds to buy those initial training opportunities and the initial devices, and then it's a yearly subscription that you continue have to pay for access to the program. But the COVID funds were instrumental in us having, you know, the funds available to get it started. I don't know that we would have had money to get this started if we did not have the COVID funds that came to us.
And the return on investment is immeasurable.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure there's, you know, for the school too, now you have children that are no longer on an IEP, no longer need, and that is also a savings for sure. So,
yes.
So, all right. Well, I'm so impressed with what you guys have done. Kudos to you guys. It's just I love that. As a speech therapist who works with kids with phonetics and all of that as well, it's just lovely to see children that just are what you're doing. I mean, and educators do that. You know, as educators, we change the world. We serve the kids. But when you have something that works so well, I'm so glad that we were able to highlight this. So, Christy, where should people go if they want to learn a little bit more about what you've talked about and about your school?
Well, we have a website. So FallsLakeAcademy.com is our school website. To learn more about the program, they should look for the Hill Center in Durham, North Carolina, as well as the 95% group. Website. Also, the 95 RAP program is what it is known as now. So those would be the Hill Center website as well as the 95% group website would be the places that I would tell you to take a look and see what's out there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Christy, this has been an amazing conversation. And I know that somebody else will have an opportunity for something that they didn't know about before because of this conversation. So thank you so much for coming and being on Brighter Together. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time.